ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin up to Daf Lamed Zayin. Gemara is in the middle of darshining the psukim and shir hashirim. It was brought in because of Ayechser HaMozeg, Netzarech HaGan HaSar, to teach you that they sit in a circle. So Gemara mentions in that pasuk, it says, Suga B'Sheshanim, and the Gemara says, Shafilu besuga shel shoshanim liyifritzu baprotzeis, that even if it's guarded, the gate is made out of roses, which the chayyur not a good gate at all, but still no one will breach the fence, even a fence of roses. And Rashi says even azara kala and avdolim uetis and nefrashim and avera, you don't need a gedder shel avanim. Pa'ainu damu humino afkana misa nida shor lichuda badegavra, a woman that's a nida is allowed to be alone with her husband. If there's fire with very flammable material, so it won't burn, it won't explode. Here also, how's it shayach that they should be able to restrain themselves? The Torah was made on us. Taisa says that the Shoshanim is the dam nidus that's red like a Shoshan, it's red like a rose. That if the woman says that she saw a red dot, already he's perish, even if it was all ready to be with her, but he'll separate too because she tells him that there was damnidus. So Taisus and Kamri Shein and Maskakasha, how does the Suga Vashashanim, a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, help you for Nisa Deraisa? Yichud is Asimi Deraisa, we discussed this earlier in the second perik. It says there, Yichud's Minatera. Most Yishanim learned Kipshutai, that Yichud is Deraisa, like Taisus here. There is a Rambam we spoke about there that says it's Medivra Kabbalah, and many Gedolei HaPesukim like the Beis Yosef and the Gaon v'chuli, Nehmani means it's the Rabbanan, and then the Rishanim's Kasha won't be Shver, because the Rabbanan weren't Geiser on Yichud, Vayish they need up. But the Rishanim Nehman, the Gemara Kipshutai, that Yichud is Deraisa, and the question is, so how does this Pasuk in Shir HaShir Medivra Kabbalah, how could it be matter what it says in the Torah? So Taisus answers that the Isra Torah is only Kain Imai. You learn it from Imai, Ben Miachadim Imai, but as opposed to other rice, he says, Sechichim Ben Imecha, Ben could be Miachad with the mother, because the Ben would never be Nechshad on his mother, but oh, not any other rice, but it's Dafka Dumya the Imai, which won't become Mutter. I will need a Seifeli Tor. I need a will become Mutter Lachazman. And therefore, you don't have the same chash, the other arayas which will remain aser, so they were chashish, that maybe they'll call me de michshol, mashenke by anida. He knows that she won't always be anida, she won't remain anida indefinitely, she'll become tar, so that will give him the strength to be perish. And then Taisus says, umi uhechet loy baal, afil anida shulis yachet, karamina perikam b'ksuvis, that even by Anida, if he never was by alert, so then there is an Issa Yichud. And the Maram explains that Taisus is saying two separate terutzim. There's one teretz that Nida is different because she's going to become mutter. So male, that's why we're not chayshish by Nida, the din of Yichud is dafkin Isha, which will never become mutter. And Isha that anyway is going to become mutter. So we're not chayshish because of Yichud will come midei yisr. And then there's a second teretz, that all the other arayas, he never was bailer at any time. So therefore, there's more of a kshash and ain't a chinami. But Ishtanida also follows that pattern, that if he was never bailer, there is an issa yichud. Like you see the Gemara in Ksuvis, that if a couple gets married and they never yet had a bia, and the isha became a nida, so there's an issa yichud. So Zakhtim Rami means there's a second teretz. The first teretz is a need to become mutalach his man. And the second teretz is a need to, since he already had a bia with her, it's not as yitzur take for it to have another bia. He already had one. Mashenk and other arayas, we never had a bia with her. Now there is a shmuz in the achrenim. If this halacha, that a couple which never yet had a bia, and the wife became a nida, that there's an issa yichud, is that an issa yichud, is that an issa yichud deiraisa, like a regular issa yichud? Or is that an issa yichud midarabanan? And I chumra midarabanan that the Gemara in Ksuvus is mechadish that if there's no beer, we're afraid of the yitzrei teikvai, and we ask the Yichud. If you learn the Maram, that these are two terutzim to the Kasha, so Taisa had a katakasha. How could we mat the Yichud by a need? The Yichud is their Eisa. And Taisa had one teres, because Yichud is going to be, need is going to be Mataris Lachazman. Therefore, it's not daimit to the Arayas to aim, which is not going to have a head to Lachazman. And then Taisa had a second teres, because by a need, you already were bail her, and ain't a chanami. If you were not bail her, there isn't Issa Yichud. If that's Taich of Taisa, it would sound like from Taisa's Klar that according to the second teretz, there would be an Issa Deraisa. And those would be totally in these two terutzim. If the teretz is that she's Materis Lachazman, so even if you weren't Baal, she's Materis Lachazman. So therefore, it would have to be that the Yichud would be an Issa Derabanan. But according to the second teretz of Taisa, that the teretz is because by a nida you were Baal already, and Ena Chinami, if you weren't Baal, you see it's Aser, it's a Rayat to the second teretz, so then it would be pretty clear that by if you weren't Baal, it would be Asimi Deraisa. And as I bemis in Smasha from the Rishayim here, Rabbeinu Yena, he doesn't say there's two Terutzim. He puts the two Terutzim of Taisus into one Teretz. Maybe that's Pshat and Taisus also. But the Maram doesn't learn that way. But Rabbeinu Yena says, Klar, he asks the Kasha, how could Yichud be Mutta by Anida? I Yichud Zanissa Deraisa. Heche Gamrina Medivir Kabal Lista Divir Torah. So he says, it's not called the Steerus Divir Torah. Because you could say that the Torah only asked Yichud the Rai is Dumi the Aim, which doesn't have a Heter, and it never had a Heter, and it won't have a Heter, because she hits him as Gabra Aleim. Mashenkin and Nida, he was Kvarba Aleim, and the Dayan Yovay Aleim. So Mele, there's no Issa Yichud. Teda, the Chosin Shapir Seish the Nida, Amina Yoshebein Anoshim. So Rabbeinu Yonah is also Klar Mashma that the Din of a chasen and kala, which never had a biyad, and the kala becomes a nida, there's an issa yichud, he's calling mashmas an issa deraisa. He asks the kasha yichud deraisa, and he says a teretz yichud deraisa, in a case where either you never boil, or you won't have a heter. But in the case where you are both boil, and you have a heter lachasman, then it's mutter. Teda, because you see the ksuva said it's aser. It's mamish kamat mefurish in a bein yena, that it's an issa deraisa. And the Ramah also is mashma klar that if it wouldn't be that he had a beard ready, you'd have the regular Issa Yichud. In the Sefer Eitzer HaPeskim and Evin Ezer and Simchav Beis Sef Aleph, it's Eizvav, he brings Kama Achreinim that are Medayik from the Rishayim and there's Nisa Deraisa. And the Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Yisur Ebiyam, beginning of Perichav Beis, which is the same Losh as the Shulchan Aruch and Simchav Beis, and the Rambam says, Oslus Yachinim Erva me Arayis. Shadavaz Agarim Legalis Erva Chutzme Eimim Benova Avim Bitoi. Farabala Mishtaini. Those are only three Arayis that's mutta to Mimiachin. Eimim Benova. And Avim Bitoi and Bala Mishtaini. Vichosin Shapirsa Ishtaini. The Kainim Shiv will Oslus Yachinima. Sounds like it's not a Naya Isser. Sounds like that's Yena Isser. The Isser Yichud applies to all the cases except for Ishtainida. And the exception of that exception is the Chasin Shapirsa Nida Kaidim Shabbalel. Not Mukhich, but Amashmais. But that brings Achrayim, they bring from this Taisus also. Notably also the Sefer Tayres Chesed from Shnei Zalm from Lublin, Simon Yud Beis Eis Beis. The Mais said, Ar Achrayim at Seitz Durabanan. The Chikri Leiv says that way. And the Chazanish holds the way, Alachal Lamaisa, he says it in Simon Lamadalad and Evin Ezra and Simon Tzadig Aleph and Yeridei, it's the same shtickle. He's medayik that way because Rishayim say chiluk edinim. The Ravid says it's mutter by day. Vayis says if it isn't deraisa, there won't be any chiluk edinim. Vayis says it's an isn't derabanan. It could be it's a machlokes Rishayim, but lechayra, if you learn up Taisa this way in Klara ben Yainan Yad Ramahia, which Klara was saying that the teretz wine is no yichud deraisa is because they were boiled already and they're shtelling soon. If they're not boiled, there isn't a yichud. It sounds mamish Klara. That they hold that there's an Issa Yichud Deraisa. Now, like we said, there's Shinuyim between Taisus, Al Kapanim, where the Ramam learns up Taisus, and Taisus saying two separate Terutzim. There's a Teretz that has a Hetalachizman, that's one Teretz. The Fida Teretz and a Chinami, the Din of Nida, which they weren't Boil, would be a Din Derabanan, because they also have a Hetalachizman. And there's another Teretz that they already Boil. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it as both Terutzim together. When you have both factors, a het lachas man and a ready boil, then it's not time but the shayrayis. Now the Rosh Hashanah already here asks that if you're going to say it's two terutzim, and the teretz of a ready boil stands on its own, so what would you say about someone who's married to a woman, and then he divorces her, and then she gets married to someone else, she's an eishes ish, does he have a het to yichud because he was a ready boiler? Sounds very strange to say that. But if that's a teretz for ishtei nida, because they're ready boil, and that teretz is its own teretz, so why wouldn't that apply to an eishes ish as well, that you already were married to her, but now you divorced her and she married somebody else? Why don't you say the same teretz? You're ready boil, there shouldn't be an issa yichud. Rabbi Kivega in Shabbos asked the same question on the Ran. The Ran asked the kasha also. He doesn't ask on the issa yichud deraisa, so it's not mamash adiyik in the Ran that he holds that this is a din deraisa. But he asks, and we're going to speak about this soon, about the Gemara's hekish there. The Gemara has a hekish, ish they needed to eishes ha'eyu, to tell you that they're not allowed to sleep in the same bed as ish they needed who bebigda v'hi bebigda. Mine is shyly, allowed to sleep in the same bed as ish they needed who bebigda v'hi bebigda. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to because it's a hekish of ish they needed eishes ha'eyu. So fact they're on, so why isn't that hekish also asa yichud? So he says, because you have the drush of suga b'shashanim. And he doesn't explain why suga b'shashanim would apply to yichud and not to hi b'bigda v'bigda. We're going to speak about that soon. But then he says, v'oyin have another teretz, chol zman shle yibol, the yitzu teik for yidum yideishu se'eyu, afila b'shtayni da asr. Which the chayim means to say that it's different than eishu se'eyu. Because eishu se'eyu is asr because you would never bail her. And here by ishtayni da, you were bail her. And ain't a chinami, if you were never boiler, it's takos to have yichud, like it says in the Maring Suvis. So, right there, Bikvega. But Eishu say, also you can have a case where you were boiler. If she was, you were married to first, and then you divorced her, and then she married somebody else. Chisal al daitach that David be a heter of yichud. So, if the teretz to why there's no issi yichud by nida is because of the heter lachas man, or if the teretz is the combination of the heter lachas man together with the fact that you were boiler, so it's very good. If she married somebody else, you're not going to have a het lachas man. But the Ran only says the teretz of being boiler first, and that's how the Ram's learning up Taisus, that the second teretz of Taisus was saying on its own, being boiler first, l'chari we have a kasha, but Eishu say, also you can have a case where you were boiler first. The emes is, and the achreinim that the Yitzhar HaBais can bring down, read this ice klar, it's really a Gemara in Seita Dav Zayin, that Mamish read ice this Nakuda. The Gemara there brings the machlokes tanoim by a seita. If let's say there was kinei and stira, and the husband's bringing the wife to be mashkin a meis seita, is there an issa yichud or not? Do you need two tamidei chum to make sure shleyavel of bederach? Is there an issa yichud? So the Gemara there brings Rabbi Huda says I have a kal v'chaymer. Madach nidu, which is an issa kareis, is no issa yichud. Seita, which is a live kolshken, is no issa yichud. So mail, that's why there's no issa yichud. Frek Taisus and Rabbi Huda over there on Daf Zayin. What do you mean? What happened to the Issa Yichud? Why Takas no Issa Yichud? We know there's an Issa Yichud, Yichud's their Issa. So Taisus says, Rabbi Huda holds, he's saying Elacharin Rabbi Huda, that once you boil, there's no Issa Yichud. And he wants to shtel tzut to Seita. And what did the Rabbanan answer to him? The Rabbanan answered him, as they state in the Gemara, no, need is different because there's a het delachas man. Does state in the Gemara and Seita Dav Zayin. So the Chari, this Shakla Vitai is there in the Gemara and Seita Dav Zayin. Al Kapanam Linyan Seita. That Yehuda wants you to matter a Seita just because you were boiled already, even though there's no Het Lachas Man. And the Rabbanan is saying, no, you need a Het Lachas Man. Now, I'm not sure if Rabbi Yehuda will be matter Inacious Ish that he was once married to. I don't know. Maybe you also need the fact that they're still married. So he doesn't have such a big taiva. If Yenna's wife has a bigger taiva, I'm not 100% sure. Al Kabbanim, you see, according to the Rabbanan, we're asking like that even if you have a beer beforehand, like by a Saita, it's still also calls man, you don't have a het lachas man. And the Saita of the het of this and need does you have a het lachas man. So thus factor a shash on the second teretz of Taisus and Rabbi Kivega on the Ran, if you're only saying the pshat and the beer beforehand, so that wouldn't apply to Saita, like we're saying, or to an Isha that you were married to and you divorced and she married somebody else. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, the Gemara in Shabbos, we mention it, say it a little more by Riches now. The Gemara in Shabbos had a Shaila. Are you allowed to sleep in the same bed as Ishta Nida if they're both wearing clothing? So the Gemara is mefabul about it. In the end, the Gemara says a Teretz. Tashima, v'laharim lo'yachav enel v'nasa gule beis Yisrael, v'se'esh Yisrael le'tim v'leish Nida le'yikrav, makash isha Nida le'esh Yisrael. Says Eish Yisrael Latim Eish Nidal Yikrav. You have a hekesh Eish Nidal Yisraelu. Ma Eish Yisrael Hu Bebigda Hu Bebigda Aser. Afish Te Nidal Hu Bebigda Hu Bebigda Aser. That's the Gemara's maskat. You have a hekesh. So Fractisis, both over here in Sanhedrin and over there on Shabbos, what's the pshat? Lagabi the shail of sleeping together on the same bed Hu Bebigda Hu Bebigda. We have a hekesh. We're saying Eish Yisrael it's also Eish Nidal Aser. And the Gabi Yichud is saying, Suga B'Shishanim. We don't have the same thing. Eish say it was Aser, but Ishta Nida is Mutter, Suga B'Shishanim. What's the Chilik? And Taiz and Shabbos asks even better. Yichud is a Deraisa Dikadin. And even though Yichud is Deraisa, we still say no. Yichud by Eish Re'eyu is Deraisa, but we still say, but Ishta Nida doesn't apply. Suga B'Shishanim, because whatever, because he hasn't had the Lachazman, because he was Baila, like we explained. But by Huba Bigda, Huba Bigda, which is only Durabanan by Eshesu Eyum, that was saying a hekesh to tell you that there is an Isser. So Taisus in Shabbos, Bible share with this Kasha. He doesn't have any Teretz. The Taisa Rosh in Shabbos says, because Yichud is a Xerish Shein Revitzi B'Yachal Amidba. It wouldn't be possible for a married couple to have somebody living with them in the house whenever she's in Ida. It's impossible such a thing. So merely you can't ask the Yichud. Mashen came to say that they can't sleep on the bed together, they should get separate beds. That's Yachal Amidba. So maybe that's why they were matter Yichud, but they weren't matter Hu Bebigda V'Hi Bebigda. And L'chaira, you have to say in the Rosh that there's no deraisadik issue of Yichud B'chlau by Ishtei Nida, because of the time that we said, because she's Materis Lachazman, or because he was Ba'iler, or because of both. But the question is, this hekesh lechayr is a derabbanan dikadin, that mean derabbanan, it's a hekesh in Navi, a divrei Kabbalah, that mean derabbanan, this should be an iser be'ishtei nida, everything that's also be'ishtei re'ayu. And zok the Rosh, but the exception is, ha'gzeri shein revitzi b'yachal amidba. On that we have to be seimach on the suga b'sheshanim to be matter. So whenever it's yachal amidba, we then will makish the ishtei nida le'ishtei re'ayu. Hashem, if it's any yachal amidba, it's impossible to have somebody in the house whenever she's in Ida. Samela was saying Mechasuga B'Shishanim. As I stated, Taisa Rasha Teretz. But Taisa says, and Edge says a different Teretz. Taisa says, Mestabit fe lesa hu bebigda v'hi bebigda l'fisha mekarvin yachad v'nenin zemi zeh. It's more Mestabit to asa hu bebigda v'hi bebigda because they're close together and they get to know one from the other. But what's the beer, Adover? Befrat Taisin Shabbos was matim the kasha that Yichud be'etzim by other arayis, Yichud is an issa deraisa, and hu bebigda v'hi bebigda is not an issa deraisa. Maybe Taisin holds that that's also an issa deraisa, ve'esich nisht. But if you neman, it's not an issa deraisa, so mehecha Taisin to use the hekesh to be matim Yichud and to aser hu bebigda v'hu bebigda. When Yichud really is Mocham, it's Deraisa, and who Bigda is Derabanan, that's a Taiz asks the Kashin Shabbos. Maybe Pshat that at Taiz's holds, the Ramam Sheet Dizle, Sikruvu Legales Erva, that any Kreva of Chibik Venishuk Vechuli is also Deraisa, and maybe this Taiz's holds that the Nenum Chamim Zemizeh is the Issa Deraisa Vesikruvu, and the Gemara Nemdan is Mocham than Yichud. Vedechik says, I think another beer like this. Even if Yichud is bad some more chamer, but the sign of the Issa Yichud is we're missing a Shmira. There is no Shmira. There's nothing stopping them from being Baal. But there's nothing about the Yichud that's causing them Bedafka to be Baal. There's nothing in being Megara his Yetzer to be Baal. It's just you're missing a Shmira. That's the din of Yichud. You always need a Shmira. You can never be with an Isha without a Shmira against Bia. So, for a Shmira, then we have the Pasuk of Suga B'Sheshanim. Suga B'Sheshanim says that Ishtei Nida doesn't need a Shmira. Taka, because she's Materis, you already Bailer, and she's Materis Lachazman, and Mamela, the mean asks the question that Eishbin Ayris V'Leitich V'Leitim Ma'aveves, that what do you mean? You need a Shmira. No, Suga B'Sheshanim. Klal Yisrael does not need a shmira, but Ishta Nida. But all of their ayis of Adi need a shmira, Ishta Nida doesn't need a shmira. But the Yisrael of Yichud is only because there's a chsar in shmira. Masha'eng, and that's what Taisus is saying, that if the Nenin Zemizeh, the Meschamim Zemizeh, that's not pshat, there's a chsar in shmira. So even if this is less chomer, that when you don't have Yichud, b'chai gavna, that would only be asad derabanan. But the side why it's asur is because you're being megara the yetzer. Not only that you're missing a shmira, but Yitaka have a gira yetzer here. On a gira yetzer, we don't have a suga v'shashanim. A nida wasn't shaykh a gira yetzer. He could be nichshel because of a gira yetzer. He won't be nichshel because of a chsar and shmira, but he still could be nichshel because of a gira yetzer. And that's, I think, pshat and taisis, v'zeh b'big de v'zeh, that b'mita achad, hu b'big de v'big de zasur. That's one mahalach he could say. But emes he could say another mahalach. The Rishonim there, the Ramban and the Ran, in Shabbos, they explained the Shakla V'tayi Gemara. Very interesting. The Gemara started off with the Shail over there. Ma'al Lishan b'mita achas in Mishta hu b'bigda hu b'bigda. And the Gemara discusses with the Yechel Zav and Mazava. The Gemara discusses it. Is there a chash that they'll forget? Since they're sleeping together, they'll forget, or maybe since it's huba bigda, huba bigda, so there's a shinus that they won't forget. That's how the Gemara started off. So the Shainim a mazba, but then the Gemara said no. Then the Gemara said, makish ishti nida leisha seyu, meaning that the issa kravis by nida is not the pshat because maybe you'll be bail. Just like the eisha seyu, there's be'etzim in issa kravis. The kravis alain is a problem, is as nus azah. So a mele be'ishti nida also the kravis alain is as nus as that. Even if it won't come the day gila arayis b'chlau. If the isser is because it'll come the gila arayis, we could clear. Will it come? Won't it come? If the isser is makish le'ishis re'eyu, so zakter and banim deran, that's an isser be'etzim. Even if it won't come the day gila arayis, thus alain is a miniature gila arayis, just like be'ishis re'eyu. L'chayet, it's also the pshat, the gemara there in Shabbos brings the ma'isa b'chosid echon, that was Meis Bechatzi Yomav, and his wife wanted to know why. And he said he wasn't Nizer in the. He said, Bimele Lubuncha, he was Achalimi, Vishasimi, Vyashim, Vikirav Basa, but he also died to Eldavar Acher. He had no Arveira Bechlau. And Elio and Avi said, that's why he died, Baruch HaMakam Sharga, he said, because it says, Elisha Menidus Tamasa Le Sikrav. And the Chayyid of Beer is, the Chassid held that the Harchakas were Asr, the Kravis, the Nida were Asr, because it might come in day Beer. He knew for sure it won't come in day Beer. So Mela, he wasn't a Yigisr. Mashenkin, the Pshad is no. The Kravis alain are an Issa, even if they won't come with Avia. So maybe it's also Pshad and Taisis, that Yichud, you'll have to say Lefiz there, Yichud alone is not a Krava B'chlal. Yichud is also because it's Gerim to come with Yisr. So there we have Suga B'Shashanim. By Ishtay Nida, doesn't come with Yisr. Suga B'Shashanim, Yichud's not a problem. Mashenkin, the other kravis, the issur is not because they'll come with their aveira. They're goofing aveira. The nenim zemizeh alain is an issur. So that's the makish isha nidu leishus re'eyu, that the pshat is, it's not only usur because they'll come with their aveira, it's usur vados alain is an aveira. And that would only apply to huba bigda viba bigda by mshina shina mita achas, it won't apply to yichud. So a quick sikum. We have one child, the Rishonim asks, how could it be Suga B'Shashanim can be mat and Issa derais of Yichud? There are two possible terutzim. One is because Arayis you never boil, here you were boil once, or because Arayis are not Mutalach Hazman, here it's Mutalach Hazman. And we have the Rabbeinu Yena that says them together. That in order not to have the Issa derais, you need both that you should be boil and that you should be Mutalach Hazman. And the Chayre, if you're putting in to the Teretz to the Kasha, why isn't it Issa deraisa that you were boil already, and you bring a raya to that? From the Gemara and Ksuvis, that sounds like from Taisus, from Rabbeinu Yena, from the Ramah, that if you weren't boil yet, it has the regular Issa Yichud deraisa. Ramah said, our Paiskin that learned that the Issa Yichud is the Rabbanan, could be they hold that the Ikka Teretz is, it's Muteris Lachazman. And we said, if the Teretz is only because you were boil already, so then we have a Kasha, what about an Isha you were married to, and you divorced and she got married to someone else, to them that would be an Issa Yichud, that there would be a Heta Yichud. We brought in the Gemara in Seita that there's a Machloikis Tanoim. If there's an Issa Yichud by a Seita, that Yehuda says, just like by a Nid, there's no Issa Yichud, who the my Seita is no Issa Yichud, and the Chayyid of Pshat is because you already boil her, that's what Isaac learns in Seita, and they're but an answer, no, you need a Heta Lachazman. And then we also discussed this. The Gemara in Shabbos learns from the Hekesh of Ishta Nidaleisha Shu'eyu to Aser sleeping in the same bed, Hu Bebigda Vibigda. And Taisus asks the Kasha, why do we say Hu Bebigda Vibigda is Aser of the Hekesh? And Yichud we say that Suga B'Shishana makes the Mutter, even though Be'esha Shu'eyu it's Aser. And we have two Terusim. Taisus Rosh in Shabbos says, because it's Yichud's Exer, Shein Revitzibi Achalamid Ba. And Taisus here says that Hu Bebigda Vibigda is worse because the Nenim Zemi Zem. And I wanted to explain one of two mahalchim. I mean, one of three. Either you can learn Stam, that Taisus holds Zen and Zemi Zem, and this is the Raisa of Isirkavu, so they're both the Raisa. But Taisus Shabbos, who asked the Kasha that Hu Bebigda Vibigda is only Derabanan. But still, Suga B'Shoshanim, I want to say, is only when Isiv Yichud, which is the Chsaron of Shmira, so Suga B'Shoshanim is the Shmira. Now, Shankain, by Nen and Zemi Zem, it's more than a Chsaron Shmira, it's a Giri Hayetsu, which that doesn't work. Or that the Nen and Zemi Zem is Gufan Isir. Yichud is only also because you call me Debiya, Nen and Zemi Zem is Gufan Isir. That's how the Ran and Rabban learn up the Gemara in Shabbos. And now let's go weiter. The next Mishnah talks about Kates and Ma'im and Seidim al Eidim Nefashis. How do you make the Edom scared to say the Sheker? And says what you do. And one of the things it says is Shematoimu Mu'umid. That's the first one. You shouldn't say Mu'umid. You shouldn't say it by estimation. And the Gemara explains, Tana Rabban and Kates and Mu'umid. Amalem Shematachu Isem. Shuratz Acha Chaveri, Lechurva, Veratz Demachrov. Maybe you saw a guy running after his friend into a desolate house. You ran after him, but saw some Saif Biyadai, and you found the knife in his hand, Vedamim Metaftiv. And the blood dripping, v'harig mefarfer, and the guy is killed on the floor. Imkein risim le risim klum. If that's what you saw nothing. So that's what mu'umid means. They didn't actually see the murder. You saw evidence that the murder took place. And the Rabbi brings you saw the b'shem and chetach, that he saw somebody that ran after Zechavei l'churva, the same thing. So saif v'yadav v'dam v'taftiv v'harig mefarfer. And he told him, Rashi mi'harig l'zei ni'ay atav ma'asish ein dam chamasa b'yadi. Shar m'tayo b'shnai made them yumas ha'meis. Then the Gemara says afterwards that bedinin nefashis hu dulam dinan ha bedinin mamaynis am dinan. That only by dinin nefashis you can't use circumstantial evidence. So what about by dinin mamnis? It sounds like you could. Kaman karabacha. It sounds like karabacha. The tanya rabacha amagamal ha'icher ben agmalim. If you see one camel going wild between the camels, v'nimsa gamal harig b'tzidai, and you find that one of the camels is dead, b'yaduah is a hargai. So obviously the one who killed him is the one that was going wild. So Gemara says, "Well, Tamei Chaim and Piyein, Diktani B'din Nefashis, Hu D'Lo Yaminan, Ha B'din Mamas Aminan, V'Tanya B'din Mamas Osanat, Ella Avogav the Pas B'din Mamas Aminul B'din Nefashis, Achanam Avogav the Pas B'din Mamas Aminul B'din Nefashis." So the sugya sounds like that L'Kuli Alma you don't use Umdana B'din Nefashis, and it's a Machlokes of Achan the Rabbanan if you use Umdana B'din Mamas Onat. But there's a big Machlokes Rishayim. And there are two shailas that we could discuss. The first shaila is that we don't use umdana by dinin nefashis. Is it pshat because it's not a vaday? It's not good enough to have guilty beyond reasonable doubt. Because even if it's not a reasonable doubt, but al kaponim, it still is a doubt. It's just not so reasonable. We have the umdana. It seems very, very likely that he killed him, but we don't know 100% sure. Is that the Yisayin Shal Advarim? Masha'enkein, if you attack, I have absolutely no doubt, there wouldn't be Shayach anything else, even though you didn't see the actual Maisa. You don't have a Riyah on the actual Maisa, but there's absolutely no doubt. So then, maybe that would work even by Dina Nefashis. It's only that Umdin is not good enough. Umdin is not a Vaday. It's not going to be a Vaday. Or no. Or even if Umdin is considered a Vaday, it's not the pshat that we have any doubt. It's not only we don't have a reasonable doubt, we don't have any doubt, b'chlal. It's b'chlal, not shayach, not that way. But still, there's a din, exeris the kosef that you need riyah. That's really the mashmoyis haloshin of Shimon ben Shetach, that he said, mi hargel lezei, ne'a atav, ma'eser she'ein dom chamas tibyadi, she'ar m'teo v'shnayim edem yumas ha'meis. It sounds like it's exeris the kosef. You need edus, you need ed riyah. But that's the first shayach, like when you see it, so machlaikish v'shayinim. And also a shail is there taka any chilik in this prat between dinim amanis and dinim nefashis? Is there a chilik? Is the Gemara here sounds like according to Rav Acher is a chilik, that by dinim amanis you go by some dinim nefashis not, And it sounds like according to the Rabbanan, there's no chilik even dinim amenis in onka basa amdina. So there's no chilik between dinim amenis and dinim nefashis. But like we'll see, the Arishayim that hold that there is a chilik lamaisa between dinim amenis and nefashis, like we're going to explain. Taisis and Kamarishayim, the Rabbeinu Yoni here, and the Ramban, and the Rajman, the Ritvan, the Ran, and Shvuas, they ask the Kasha, here the Gemara says, Rav Acha said his din, dafka by dinim amenis, and not by dinim nefashis. Because when the Gemara had a havimin of them, umid, is dafka din by dinim nefashis. Since by dinim nefashis we tell him Shem Taimu Mu'umid, but by dinim amenis we don't. Vice dice that the din that we don't call basa umdun is dafka din by dinim nefashis, not by dinim amenis, that stems to Rav Acha. So it sounds like Rav Acha's din of Gamal Eicha Bein Agmal and Bidush is a hargoy, is dafka by dinim amenis. That's where he says Bidush is a hargoy, not by dinim nefashis. But the Rishayim asked Taisus and all these Rishayim that the Gemara in Shavuos is not the way. There's a Gemara in Shavuos that says, that according to Rav Acha, it says that Gamal Eichel Ben Agmal Midush is a Hargoy. So who had been in the case of Rav Shimon Shetach, Rav Acha would hold that you say Midush is a Hargoy in Yischayev Misa. So the Gemara in Shavuos doesn't make a chilek in Rav Acha between Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashis. So it's Chayitz Estira. Our Gemara says that Rav Acha is dafka by Dinei Mamonis, not by Dinei Nefashis. And the Gemara in Shavuos says Mefurish that according to Rav Acha, that holds that Gamal Eichel Ben Agmal Midush is a Hargoy. So who would, in the case of Shimon Shadach, Rav Acha be Mechayiv Misa? So Taisus here says, and Kam Rishayim say Mamish like Taisus, that this Gemara is only a Havimina. When the Gemara thought that Amishn is saying that Umdana is only a problem by Dinah Nefashis, not by Dinah Maminis, and we know that Gamal Eicha Ben Agmalim is a problem even by Dinah Maminis, except according to Rav Acha. So Al Karchach, if you hold that by Dinah Maminis, there's no problem with Umid, that means you have to hold like Rav Acha. Aye, Rav Acha says it's din b'din nefashis. So this Gemara deduced from the Al-Karach Rav Acha does not say it's din b'din nefashis, and b'mel the Mishnah goes like Rav Acha. Mashenkin once was saying that no, the Mishnah goes like Durabanan, and Umid doesn't work not by din amamnis and not by din nefashis. But even though it doesn't work by din amamnis, we still say it by din nefashis, just like A-M-P-8. So b'melah, once we don't have the hechrich from the Mishnah, that Rav Acha's din is limited to dinim amenis, because we say the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and Ma'umah doesn't work by either of them, so Ma'amela, Oibazai, it'll be better to learn that Rav Acha himself also makes no chil but dinim amenis and nefashis, and just like he holds Gamal Eichem ben Agmalim work by dinim nefashis, who would then it works by dinim nefashis. So going to Taisus over here, and Rabbeinu Yonah here, and the Ramban, and the Rajman, the Ridvan, the Ran, and Shavuos, the maskana is no chilek at all to dinim amenis and dinim nefashis, not according to Rav Acha, and not according to the Rabbanan. According to Rav Acha, umdana works sai by dinim amenis and sai by dinim nefashis, and according to the Rabbanan, umdana does not work not by dinim nefashis and not by dinim amenis. Now, Taisus and Shavuos Mefurish, he asked the Kasha why that Gemara couldn't zetz an ein in that case, but Taisus Mefurish says that when the umdana is 100% sure, there's absolutely no suffix, klal l'chlal, couldn't have been anything else. It's not an umdana that it's beyond any reasonable doubt. That means it's mistabra that way. But it's an umdana that's beyond any doubt, shayach b'chlal. It's impossible, it's illogical, it's impossible to say not that way. That would work sai by dini mominis and sai by dini nefashis. That's not umdana, that's vaday. Even though you didn't actually see the maisa, but that's vaday. Now, over here, when he's running, and he comes out with a knife, it could be that the person committed suicide, and he pulled out the knife. And this guy pulled out the knife. It could be that's what happened. It's not likely. We see him running after him with a knife. It's not likely that the other guy took the knife, committed suicide, and then he grabbed the knife back and ran out. But it's possible. But let's say we checked the room, and there's definitely no one else in the room. And he was stabbed in a place where the Haruk himself could not have stabbed himself there. He couldn't have reached. Or by Mominus, a guy's running after a guy with a baseball bat. And then we come in and we see this guy is banged over the head with the baseball bat. So there the Rabbanan say he's Potter. Actually, in that case, it's a Tekanas Hacham, a Shvu of Nishba V'Naita, like Smavur in the 7th Perek of Shvuas. But that's only at Tekanas Hacham, Meikar Adin. It's just an umdana. Why? Because he could have taken the baseball bat and banged it over his own head. Or he could have jumped off a chair and banged his head that way. Other things could have happened. it's not likely someone's coming into a room with a baseball bat all angry, and then we see a guy is injured, it's not likely he injured himself. But it's possible. But the Gemara there says, let's say he's injured in a place, right? He's injured in a place where it's impossible for him to injure himself. And we know, Brirus, that there's absolutely nobody around. It's impossible that anyone was around to do the injury. So therefore, it only had to be him. There it says, you don't need a shvur. You don't need a tekanis nechbal. And Taisus is mavur in shvurus, that in that case, that would work with dini nefashis also. And as far as Azai, the Gemara of Bava Basra in the sixth barak brings in Gamal Aicha Bein Gamal and the Machlaikis of Achan Derbana and wants to know, maybe the Machlaikis of Achan Derbana is the same Machlaikis of Rav and Shmuel of Halchim Imam and Acharayv, which is clearly a Shaila, do we Neman it happened or don't we Neman it happened? And the Gemara says, no, there's a Chilatin Raiv and what the Gemara calls their Chazaka. Raiv is a din, there's a Halacha of Raiv, it's a Psak, the Shaila says it worked by Din Imam and Asanakid, we might see Imam with the Psak of Raiv. Here we're talking about a different thing. We're talking about the Gemara that calls the Chazaka. In other words, an Umdana. It's not a Raif. Raif has its dinim. It's a din Raif. Achiram Mahatas, Halech Achir Raif. Umdana has a different type of a din. The Gemara thought the Shtel too. The Gemara says, no. Lav Dafka. Rav who holds you go Basa Raif could be masking. You don't go Basa Umdana. Shmuel who holds that you don't go Basa Raif could be masking. You do go Basa Umdana. It's two separate halachas. But the site is the same Shaila. The question is, could this be Mavar the Maisa, or do we have to be Chayshish, just like Raiv, do we have to be Chayshish for the Miet? Umdana, do we have to be Chayshish for the unlikely possibility? But when there is no other possibility, period, so then, Avada Yomaitzi Mamen, and then Taisus Nemzon, Avada works in the Farshish source, so there's no difference between Dina Mamens and the Farshish, they both need to weigh them. The Shaila is this has a Dim Vadai, does a Umdana, beyond a reasonable doubt, have a din vaday or not. If it has a din vaday, it works for both. If it doesn't have a din vaday, it doesn't work for either. That's the shittas atasis, and that's the pashtus of the Rishonim and Shavuos. Although they don't read ice with a clarkite, that you don't have another din by din and nefashis, that even by a vaday it doesn't work, but I'll go upon him. Azai pashtus lightman up. But the Yad Ramahi holds not the way. The Yad Ramahi holds that by mumminess, then the halacha is that an umdana doesn't work because it's possible, not like the umdana. But he brings down the Gemara that lo yishana makom sheyachal achbol ba'atzma, makom sheyni achal atzma neita b'lo yishvua. Like we said, there's a case of tekanis nechbal when someone's running after somebody and you didn't see him actually do the chavol veiz nishba v'neita. That's a tekanis chachamim. But if it's a place where he could not have been chayvel himself, that's neita b'lo yishvua. So he says, Hasam lekam umit klal. That's not called umit. That's not called an umdana. That's a vaday. He says, if it's possible that he was a mazikim, but umit das tells us, of course, he was mazikim, that's the only reasonable assumption, then the halacha is that you don't go bas umdana. Vacha holds you do, rabbanan hold you don't. But if it's impossible to say that anything else happened to him other than this guy was chayvelin, that's not called an umdana. And avada that, he says, the edism sekemis yidia b'layriya. But then he says, "Ani mili b'dina mamnis, ava b'dina nefashis psula." And that's how the Yad Ramah learns that dina nefashis, there the halacha is, even if it's not umdana, we know 100% for sure, but still, is exeris akasa b'dina nefashis that he's pater. And Rabbeinu Yoina also seems to hold that way, because Rabbeinu Yoina asks a kasha, the Gemara says, by umdana, we have a problem. Lemra v'achad v'lai k'rabanan, why don't we say that it's such a stark umdana that it's a vadai? And there the din is by din in nefashis yipater and by din in mamanis yichayiv. So Rabbeinu Yoina says it's not mashma to the Gemara, that's the case here. Mu'umit sounds like that it's not such a klar umdana. And even that was saying that it doesn't work by din in nefashis, it sounds like it does work by din in mamanis. So Rabbeinu Yoina is also mashma that he held that if it was a vadai, that'll be pater by din in nefashis, but it'll be chayiv by din in mamanis. And by din nefashis is exeris the cause of that you need a riyah. Now that is the chayashitas of Rambam. The Rambam says in Yad, in Ilchas Sanhedrin, Perichof Alocha Aleph, Ein Bezin Einshin Ba'im the Medas Elopi Eidim Mariah Brura. Bezin cannot be Einish Ba'im the Medas, only by Eidim Mariah Brura. And then he brings Shem Ben Chata, Chafilu Ru'a Eidim Reidavach Aveir Lahargah, the Hissu Ba'i Velimu Einayim, Mashnech Nasach Lechurba, The nichnas u'archav etzu harug mefarfev v'asayif menatuf dam biyad ha'hayrig. That's that Gemara's case. Hayil v'leiru'u be'ei sheiko, ein bezen harugim be'ei dezu. V'alzeu k'yaitze b'zen emma v'noki v'tzadik altar. He brings a pasuk, it comes from Mechilta, that you learn after v'noki v'tzadik altar, that even when it's a klor u'umdana, even if it's aimdana das, it's not a riyah brura, you don't kill it. And then he says in Chesed, he says, "V'chein me'idol of shneim sh'avad avay dezara, zeru sh'avad es acham of his shabai, v'zeru sh'avad es alavan of his shabai, emet starf and shneim v'naki v'tzadik al tarik." So he puts two things in the pasuk of v'naki v'tzadik al tarik. One is a case where you don't have a ria, you just have an umdana, and the second is a case where two edim are made on one incident of chiyuv misa, and two edim are made on a different incident of chiyuv misa. Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is marchiv a little bit more on this inyan, but he says exactly the same thing. He says, Loisa say reish tzadi is, Hezironu shalachtach ha-gedorim means the ayin shim ba'imad adasa chazok, v'afilo yikari v'la emes. It's a deraisa, v'noki v'tzadi kaltari, not to paskin a din, to give an einish ba'imad adas, even if it's a very strong ayimad adas, that's very close to the emes. And he brings the case of Shimon Shedach, Meshadim Ritfeu, Saini Lahargal, and Otsimini Kanas of Ice Echad, the Kanas of Raid for Acharav, Venichnas Acharav, Venichnas and Achno Acharayim, Venimsa and Nirdav Harug, Vumafarpe, Vesesh, Vimel, Vesakim, Beyonder, Shneim, and Afim Dam. You can't do it. Why? Venok give it sand the Galtarik. And then he's Marchiv a little bit, explaining the philosophy of this halacha. He says, don't think this is such a strange halacha, why shouldn't you be able to kill him? Because he says that things that are possible, sometimes it is possible, sometimes it's very, very unlikely, sometimes it is a little bit likely, sometimes it's in the middle, there's a lot of gray area. And if the Torah would allow you to do it, he says, the Nusach is, if the Torah would allow you to pass Kedin in the Fashis, even if it's Karev and Amachuyev Mitzias, like the one we gave a Marshal, which sounds like that's a Vadai. So then, people would extend that a little bit. And if it will be a little bit less, the strength of the likelihood, a little bit more the strength of the doubt, they might also pass in that way. And until some time, they might just decide, hey, I think for sure he's guilty. The Dayan might do that. So therefore, the Eibishter said, we're not going to allow this altogether. Why? Only when they see it mamish, because then there'll be no suffix whatsoever. And he says in Nusach, it's better to let 1,000 guilty people go innocent than to kill one innocent person. And then he says the other thing that he says there, from Naki Vitzadik al Tarek, he says, when two Edom are made, and two Averis, each one has a din misa, you can't kill them. And they both come from the Mechilta, on the Pasuk V'Naki Vitzadik al Tarek in Mishpatim. So the Ramban there, in the Asagas and Sefer Mitzvahs, asks two kashas on the Rambam. One kasha, he says, that's a few kashas. But one kasha is Tam. The Gemara dashes Naki Vitzalik al Targ, like we saw earlier in this parak, that Naki al Targ is a case where someone was Yetzi and Bezin Chayiv, and then they found out they made a mistake, that you go and you reverse the din. And Tzadik al Targ is if it's Yetzi and Bezin Zakai, and you found that you made a mistake, you don't reverse the din. That din in the Farsh is Machzir and Leschus, Vein Meschir and Lechayiva. That's first of all. But all right, the Rambam went with the Mechiltis Pshat. But then he asks that these two cases have nothing to do with Vinaki Vitzadik al Targ. It's Behechak and Esmachta. Because the case of Umdana, he says, is even by Dinim Ominous. And the case of two Edim on one Maisa Misa and two Edim on another Maisa Mechuyiv Misa, that's a din of Edis Mechedis, who learned at a Makis Davav and Bezal, Yomis al Pied Echad, that by Shnaim Roinais, Echa Mechaloin Zev, Echa Mechaloin Zev, and not Mitzdarif. So that's a different din. You learn an Eidus Miyachedus, Le'omas HaPi'eid Echad, that Eidus Miyachedus of the two Eidim aren't together in the same Kat, they're not Mitztarif Eidus. So how could you learn that from Naki V'tzadik Al-Tayrig, the din of Umdana is a din by Dinim Amunis as well, and the din of two Eidim being made on two different Chiyuvim, that's a din of Eidus Miyachedus, that you learn that from a different Pasuk, Le'omas HaPi'eid Echad. And then the Rambam asked the third Kasha. He says, according to the Rambam, and according to him also, he wants to say, Avad, it's two mitzvahs. L'mashal, in his pshat with the Gemara before, that says that Naki means someone who came at a Bezin Chayiv, and then Bezin found out they made a mistake. And Tzadik is someone who came out from Bezin Zakai, and then the Bezin found out they made a mistake. So it's two halachas. There's Zin Naki al-Tarik, that's one halacha. There's Zin Tzadik al-Tarik, that's the second halacha. And the same thing according to the Rambam. He says, the Mechilta learns that from two Pesukim. Naki al-Tarik teaches you, Umdana doesn't work, because he's Naki, in other words, he might be Naki. And Tzaddik al-Tarik teaches you that two Edom on two different mice is not Mitzdarf, because he's like a Tzaddik Bedin. Each Din, he was a Tzaddik. This is the Nirav two Edom, this is the Nirav two Edom. So it's two Halachas. How is the Rambam putting these two Halachas together in one Mitzvah? So we have three Kashas we have to answer. One Kasha is, how could the Rambam learn an umdin if a naki v'tzadik al-tarik umdin and din by din amominus as well? The second kasha we have to answer is, how could the Rambam have the din when you have two different maisim that both mechayv and misa erech on each maisa doesn't work? You learn that from a naki v'tzadik al-tarik, I that's learned that from layomus api erech edus mi'chedus. And the third kasha is, how could the Rambam say it's one mitzvah for both? The chayv is two separate inyanim. There's a din that you can't paskin al pi umdina, you need Riyah, and there's a din that you need the two Eidim to mitzdarif together. It's l'char two separate dinim. So about the kasha that the Ramban asked that umdin is by mominus also, so then the Achreinim say, Chaim Eizu says this, and Achyezu Simen Chafei, and Chelek Aleph, and other Achreinim, that the pshat is that the umdin we don't go basa by dinim mominus is an umdina that we're not 100% sure. Like the Gemara in Bava Basra, Shtel Suturayv. An umdina that's beyond reasonable doubt, but still shaykh not that way. So that's not enough by Maman also. That's Gamal Ha'icha Ben Agmalim, where we don't know 100% sure. It's reasonable to assume. But it is possible, Altsad Azar is not the way. That's an umdina we don't go basra by dinim ominous. Mashaykhin an umdina by dinim nefashis, there is, even when it's 100% klar, we have no suffix whatsoever. Still doesn't work. And that's what the Rambam is being mayrich, because it's came, the Torah makes a gzera. Once you're going to allow umdenis, it could get carried away. But be'etzim, there's such a thing as an umden being a vade, which would work by mammon. But by nefashis, there's a gzera, the cause of naki v'tzadik al tarik, not to do it. And the Rambam is explaining the rationale, because it's hard to tell, you could get fooled. But be'etzim, that's called a vade. Now it is shver a little bit to learn up the sugya sagamara lefi the Rambam. Both the sugya here and the sugya in Shavuos. The sugya is a little bit shver, because the Rambam is mavur, in Sefer HaMitzvos even more clear, but in the Yad also, that the din, not going bas umdin abedin nefashis, which you learn after Naki v'tzadik al-tari, this says that din that's unique to din nefashis, is the case of Shimon ben Shetach. Is Ramela, l'chayr it's pasha, that's din is dafka b'din nefashis. So what's the Gemara's kasha that you see din nefashis, there is a problem of umdana, and din umdana is not lemed kerav achad that says gamal eichah ben egmalim b'yiduah shezah hargoy. The Gemara Gufa explained that the umdana by din nefashis was the umdana of Shem ben Shetach, the umdana etzavadai, and that lekuli alma works by din umdana. So Rabbeinu Yehuda was mashma, he learned up the umdana of Shem ben Shetach, and this is how the Rishayim are going to have to learn, is not mamash avadai. It's also a shaykh that he killed himself. It's not a vaday gomer. It's just not reasonable. So there, you could say, the Gemara named on that the umdenis here are umdenis where it's not a vaday gomer. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So but din umdenis also you have it that way, unless we go like Rav Acha. And this, if you learn, like Taisus and Shulis, that a umdenis, a vaday mamish works by din and nefashis as well. So it's a good the Gemara. But the Rambam that learns that Shem ben Shetach, the Rambam is klar, that Shem ben Shetach is yena umdana, which you learn from Naki v'tzadik al tarik, which is zich only by din and nefashis. So what's the Gemara's kasha that it shouldn't go like Rav Acha, because gamal oicha ben egmalim, that umdana is a shachar umdana. The reason why we're saying it by din and nefashis is to be married by an umdana which is dafka by din and nefashis. An umdana which is a vadai, which dafka has a din exerts the cause of a din of fashis naki vitzadik al tarik. I don't have a teretz to this kasha. The Gemara in Shavuos is also shver, because the Gemara in Shavuos says that according to Rav Acha, the gamal oicha ben egmalim beidurish is a hargai, so oiva zay, in the case of Shem ben Shetach, you'll be chayiv misa as well. The chayiv, what's the raya? Rav Acha is just saying that this umdana, even though it's not an umdana klar, beyond any doubt, it's good enough to be called a vadai. But if there's another din by din nefashis that even a vadai gomer, even what the rabbanim will be maskim is a vadai b'din amominus, is exeris the cause of Naki Vitzan the Kaltarik doesn't work with Din and Nefashis. So Mehecha Teis Rav Acha argues the next exeris the cause. Rav Acha only said his Din by Mominus. I saw Rabbi Chanan in Kaivichurim Chelik Bey Simul HaMeches Esses Kashi Esset on the Yad Ramah. Who would then share in the Rambam? Al Kopanim, that's the Sheet of the Rambam. So like we started off saying that we had this Chakira, is a Din Umdana. Is that a din because we were clearing that maybe it didn't happen? Or is Xeris the cause of Vinid Ria? Taizen Shua's holds it's only because we're clearing it didn't happen. And by an umdana that's a Vade Gomur, that works Saibadin and Mamnas and Saibadin and Nefashis. But the Rambam and the Adrama holds this way, and Ben Yain is Mashman this way, that no, that there's a Naya din. The Rambam says, learn that from the Pasuk, Naki Vitzadik Al Tarig, that by Din and Nefashis, a Vade Gomur doesn't work. The Afka by Din and Mominus of Ad the Gum would work. And it's fair, so why did the Gemara have to say that the Mishnah goes to Gravacha? That's what we asked. Now, about the other Kasha, that the Rambam brings in another Din for Naki Vitzadik Al Tarig, the Din, that if 1-8 says he was Ovid the Chama and 1-8 says he's Ovid the Levana, he doesn't get Misa. And the Ramban asks, what do you need Naki Vitzadik Al Tarig? What happened until Yomus Al Pied Echad that Edus Michedis is a problem? There's a brisker of in the Kisvei Agriz and Saita Daf Beis. He says a Meridiki is said like this. He says it's really two dinim. The din that Bezdin is not Einchim, if he do all of Shnayim Shavit of a Zara, Zero Shavit of a Chama, Zero Shavit of a Levana, that they're not Mitztarif, because Nagiv is Tzadik Al Tarik, that the Rambam brings in Ilchas Sanhedrin. There's a din of Shnaim Roy Noisa Echem Echal and Zev Echem Echal and Zev. That's Edus Miched. There's two Edim that saw a Maisa and they didn't see each other. Then he brings an Ilchas Edus. Chazak de Biskirov, there's two dinim. There the two Edim saw the same Maisa. Two Edim saw the same Maisa. So there's a din in Ilchas Edus. They're not Mitzdarif. They don't become a Kan Edim when they see the same Maisa. But this is a din in Ilchas Sanhedrin. There's a din, it's two different maises. Now, why would you think that it should be chayiv? Because there's a chayiv. Let's say by mammon, if you have two alvas, then it's tarif. Why? Because by mammon, you don't need edus on a maisa. Edus on a chayiv is genug. So here, that's the chiddush by din and nefashis, that edus on the chayiv is not genug. You need edus on the maisa. So the Biskirov doesn't fear this ice, but I want to use this Biskirov also to answer the third kasha. The Ramban asks the kasha, when does these two dinim become one mitzvah? It's two separate dinim. One din is that edus on an umdana doesn't work. And the second din is that two different edim and two different maises, even a riyas maisa, they're not mitzdarif. It's two different concepts. Lefi l'rav, it's very good. By dinei mamonis, you don't have to have a maisa to be mechayivim. Medav v'shamen came maisa, that's the yisait. You have to have edim being made on the chiv. So if both Edim are made on a Chiv, so Mela, you have two Edim are made on a Chiv, even though it's two different Maises, but that's called enough of an Edim to be Mechayev. By Dini Nefashis, you need a Maisa. That's how the Biskirov learns the this din. So the same thing with Umdana. If all you have to be made is on the Chiv, if you have an Umdana Vados, which works even not like Rav Acha, an Umdana which you don't have to come on to Rayiv Chazak, you don't have to come on to say it's a beer. There is no other tzad. So kumta is to aid them know about the chiv. You say that davar that umdana doesn't work is the pshat that the Torah was mechayev a maisa. The Torah was mechayev that you need the maisa to come before you, not just the chiv. If you don't have the ria of the maisa's felt, you don't have the maisa to be mechayev him. You know that he killed, but you didn't see the maisa. You don't have the maisa befineinu. You happen to know that he killed through the evidence. That's not the maisa, that's the chiv. Now, if all you need is the chiv, so two maisim have a chiv. He says a chiv, he says a chiv. It's not the chiv, the two of them both be made on the chiv. But that's the xeris akasav, you need maisa, so mainly you need them both be made on the same maisa, otherwise you don't know about this maisa, you don't know about that maisa, so you don't have a maisa. So Zonga Chazai, the Biskirov life shver a little bit on this point, but I want to tie in the lefi yisvarim. So mainly it's two dinim, the seist. You need both dinim. If the pshat is, if you have the edus on a chiv is good enough, it doesn't pass edus miyachedus then. Because they're not being made on a maisa. They're being made on a chiv. It doesn't pass that you should need tzirif b'chalal. Tzirif starts when there's a halacha that you need a maisa. I need them to bring a Maisa to Bezdin. They both saw this Maisa, but since they didn't see it together, they're not Mitzurif. So you don't have the Maisa. But if you Bechal don't need the Maisa, all you need is the Chiv. The Chiv is not something you see. The Chiv is something you know. It doesn't pass its Chiv Edus Bechal. So not give it Tzadik al Tarek has to come first. You first have to know that you need a Maisa and a Chiv is not enough. If a Chiv is enough, you Stam don't need a Maisa. It doesn't pass its Chiv Bechal and a Chiv. To aid them and a Chiv means that both of them know about the Chiv. It doesn't pass its Chiv. They're not coming to tell you a story. They don't have to bring a story to Bezdin, you have to paskin on the story. They both have to be convinced of a Chiv. Doesn't pass Eidus Mi'chedus Mi'chai Gatna. So the first you cite is that a Chiv is not good enough. And there's two nafkuminis. One, if the Eidim happened to know about it, but they didn't see it, it's not good enough. You need them to see it, because they have to bring the story to the Bezdin. And let's say they saw it, but it's two different stories. So each story can't be brought to the Bezdin. They both know about the Chiv. Chiv is not enough. You need a Maisa. That's how the Brisker Rav explains it. So that's why they're both the same din. Noch then that you know you need a Maisa, so then you could say they have to mitzurif. They have to see the Maisa together. If they're just being made on the Chiv, it doesn't pass tzirif. Noch then you know there's a Maisa, then they're mitzurif. They have to be the Maisa. As I look taich in the Rambam. So Mela, we answered all three of the Ramban's kashas. So Ramban's kasha is, how could the Rambam say Umdana comes from Naki Vitzalik Atarik, Umdana is by Mominus also, Zogin Achreina Meteretz? The Umdana of Ach and the Rabbanan are arguing about, which we pass like the Rabbanan, Gamal Echebena Gamalim is not Mechuyiv, is an Umdana, it's not Mamish Avadai. It's just beyond a reasonable doubt, it's not beyond any doubt. That's Avadai by Mominus also, Kain like in Hochem Mamon Achereif. Mashenke by Nefosh is the second din. There's a din Naki Vitzadik al Tarek, even an Umdin, which is complete Vadai, which Taisus holds works by Dina Nefashis, as well as Dina Mamanis. The Rambam holds by Dina Mamanis it works, but not by Dina Nefashis, there is the cause of Naki Vitzadik al Tarek. And the Kasha, that two different Maises, you learn from Eidus Mi'chedes, that the Brisker Rav explains, Eidus Mi'chedes is the Chsayin and the Tzirif of the Eidus. That's why it's in Hilchas Eidus. Hashenkin, the din of Naki Vitzadik al Tarek, that's a din that a chiv is not enough. You need a maisa. And that's his. And I'm being maisa for nekuda that if a chiv would be enough, it doesn't pass to say that they're not mitzurif. They don't need a maisa to be mitzurif. They're both made on chiv. It's a mela tzirif. Hashenkin, after Vinaki Vitzadik al Tarek tells you need a maisa, so then they have to be mitzurif on the maisa. And the kash of the Ramban is two different halachas. Halacha that you don't go bas umdan, halacha that the edus are not mitzarif together. Zagach is the same yisayin. If a chiv is good enough, so then umdan they have, it's called an edus on a chiv, and two different maisas are both edus on a chiv. Nagiv Tzadik al Tarek teaches you that you need a maisa, so mela umdan you don't have a maisa, you don't have the re of the maisa. And two different maisa, but not mitzarif, because you don't have either maisa. That's the Rambam's mahalach in the sugya. Now, in this inyan, this shaila we're discussing is machlokes Rishonim, Taisus and Shuas that says that umdan of ados helps, and Shim ben Shaddach wasn't a complete vadai. And the Rambam that says it doesn't help, because Naki Vitzadik al Tarek, but Dinin Nefashis, there's a Ramah. Being some mitzvahs of Ashba, there's a Ramah. It's an Evan Ezes Simin Membeis Sivdalin Legabe Eidei Kedushin. The Ramah says Sricha Ma'edim Liris and Asina Mamish Liyada Lershusa Avam Loira and Asina Mamish Liyada Avapisha Shamu Shamu is Kachli Bechevitz Pliny Vaakach Yotzim Tachas Yada Eine Kedushin Achir and Asina Mamish. And it comes to mitzvahs of Ashba Chelagalas Simin Tavshin Pei. That when someone's Mekadosh and Isha, they have to actually see the ring being handed to her. They didn't see the ring being handed to her, even if he'd heard him say, Iskashli b'chefetz pleni, and then they see she has the chefetz, it doesn't work. So the Beis Shmuel Eifenart brings the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, it's in Perik HaEmer, in the third Perik Kedushin, at the end, even if they didn't see the Nesina, it's a Kedushin, as long as they saw something which is Mechiach, they could be made as if they saw the Gufa Maisa. And it brings the raya because heinen e de yichud, heinen e de bia. Even if they didn't see the bia, but they saw the yichud, it's like they saw the bia. So who then, if they have a chacha on the nesina, it's good enough. So the Beis Shmuel seems to be learning that there's a machlokes, the Rashba and the Mordechai in this inyan. And then he brings that the Ramah says that by dinim mamnes yidiyah b'leiriyah helps. So who would think Kedushin should help Yediya Balayriya? Because we see Lagabit Jisha Vachakira holds that Kedushin has a din of dinim ominous. So here it should have a din of dinim ominous. Who would din Lagabit the din of Yediya Balayriya? So Beis Shmuel seems to be learning like this. He brings the Mordechai is arguing on the Psak of the Rama, the Psak of the Rashba, and his toilet is Kedushin. Does Kedushin have a din of dinim nefashis or dinim ominous? I say, by dinim ominous, everyone holds that a chach is good enough to be called an aid. And you don't need a real mamish. And he says, we find that Kedushin has a din of dinim ominous. So it sounds like he's learning up the Rama, which is the Rashba, that he held that Kedushin has a din of dinim nefashis, and Kedushin has a din of dinim nefashis, and mainly you need a real mamish. Now, Roy the Chroinim don't learn the Rashba that way. The Biskei Tshuva there brings Eif and Art, the Chavis Yoyer, and the Beis Meir, and the Sefer Amakna, and the Chsam Sefer. They all learn there's no machlekes, the Rashba and the Mordechai. The Rashba was talking about an umdana, like a Gamal Eicha ben a Gamalim type of umdana. An umdana that it seems likely that he gave it to her, but we don't know for sure. Maybe he didn't give it to her. So Mamela, even though it's likely, it's beyond the reasonable doubt, but that's not good enough to be Eidus. You can't be Maitzi Mammon with that. Even Mammon you can't do with that. So even if Kedushin has a din of dinim ominous, it's not Eidus, so it's Mekadosh, but like Eidim. Mashenkin, in the regular case, where you'd have a Kala under the Chuppah, and the Chassan's holding the ring, and he says, Eid Mekadeshesli, and the Eid looks away, and doesn't actually see, someone blocked his vision, and didn't actually see the ring going from the Chassan's hand to the Kala's hand. But that next second, he sees the ring on the Kala's hand. There's nothing else that could have happened. Particularly if he recognizes the ring. Otherwise, maybe you could say that the Chassan put the ring in his pocket and the Kala took out another ring and put it on her hand. Maybe. But Pashtus, the Achrayim, I think, on ending on. In that case, it's not like the case of the Rashba where they went into a different room or something like that. In a case where everyone's all together, you just happen to have a blocked vision for that second that he put the ring on, that's called an umdi yediyah brura v'adayus, beyond any doubt, and that would work because, like the Beis Shmuel says, Kedushin does not have a din of dinin nefashis, and befrat, like we're saying, it's actually a mechalikus v'sheinim, legavi dinin nefashis alein. But that's a rave of the g'dayle achreinim understand. The Gayan also in Bi'ar Agra, he writes on the Ramah, the Shemin be'inyan acha baliyah, the Shalei be'kedushin, u'kamei be'mamayin, de'edis riya be'inan. V'zeh sha'amah vein holchem b'zeh umdes ve'chachas, that was the Ran, kamei be'mamayin. It's not a din that has a din of din in a fascis, it's a din of din in mamayin, it's an enachanami lefi the gayin, if it's absolutely impossible to get any other way to get to her hand. But even that Tais and Shuas would say it even works for nefashis, and you have to come on the coin to the Rambam to not give it tzaddik al tarek to say it doesn't work by nefashis, that would work by Kedushin. That's a rave g'dayli achreinim understand it. But Rabbi Shmuel seemed to have understood that we're talking about a umdana gemura mamish, a vadai, and still it doesn't work because Kedushin has a din of din in nefashis. He argues, he says that Kedushin doesn't have din in nefashis, but that's how it seems like he learned up the Ramah al Kobanim. The Tumim there has another pshat. The Tumim has a pshat that even if Tumim is in Siman Tzadi in Chayshim Mishpat, the Tumim holds like the Rama. And the Tumim says, even if Haychacha works, but you don't have Eidus L'Kiyuma, you need a Riyah. And I think the Tumim means like this. I saw in Igris Mesha in Yeriday on the Tshuva about Cholavakim, I think he says, Mamash, the same pshat. And the Divrei Yecheskel, Siman Beis, also says the same pshat. That avada for edus l'kiyuma, edus on aichacha could be good enough, and that's the pshat in the Mordechai. But the pshat is, you need the edus should be there b'shas meisa. They only knew about the aichacha after the kedushin was already done. So b'shas the kedushin there was no edim. If b'shas the kedushin there was no edim, it's mekadosh bo edim, and memela it doesn't work. So this is another pshat in the Rashba. Comes out we have three pshatim in the Rashba. We have had a Beis Shmuel seem to have learned the Rashba that Kedushin has the same din as din in the Fashis, that you can't be made on Yediya Balayriya. But then he has a problem that L'chayr Kedushin is din in Mamanis, and it brings the Mordechai says you could. You have the Pshat of the G'dayle Achreinim that all the Rashi means is that the umdan is not a strong enough umdan to be called a vade to be maitzi mamin, and the mele doesn't work. But einachinami, the Mordechai is talking about an umdan in Gemura, and the mele is no machlekes the Mordechai and the Rashba. And you have a third pshat, that the pshat is that you don't have the umdan at the time, and that could be is the difference between that and the Mordechai, or the case we said if the Edom look away, or get the view gets blocked at the chasna, there the umdan is going on at the time of the kedushin. And that's the heinei ne de yichud, heinei ne de bia, which the umdan is going on at the time of the kedushin. They know there's a bia going on at that time, through yediyah, not through riyah. Mashenkin, in a case where they see that she has the ring later, so at the time they didn't have an edus, so that's a mekadesh b'le'edim. That excites then Simon Sadik brings the right, even that works, because he says, and the Ran says in the ninth parak of Gittin that when you give a get according to Ramey, the Eidei Chasim Karsi, what happened to Ein Dovish Be'er Vachs Mishnayim, where's the Eidus? The Teretz says, when she holds a get beyondam, we know that she got the get from him. So Mel, that's called an Eidus. So the Ksais is bringing a riot directly to the Svarah. We don't know at the time that there's Eidus. We know later there's Eidus when you see the Shtar beyondam. So who would in here? It's good enough if we know later about it. That's also called Eidus L'Kiyuma, because we see she has the ring. But the Pshat in the Tumim, the Gris Maisha explains, is there, that's called Eidus HaMaisa. Eidus Ishtar is called Eidim on the Maisa. So Mela, it's different. You could also say the emesis, the Taisus and Gidin Avdalid, brings from Rabbeinu Tam, that he says that even according to Emei Dechsim Makarasi, you do need Eidim to watch the Mesirah. Vice is the Eidei Ashtar not good enough. So maybe that could stem with the Tumim. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Rajba. Pakoponim, the three Pshatim in the Rajba. Either the Umdan is not an Umdan, that's the idea of Adois, it's just an Umdan which won't work to might see Mammon, that's the Gdele Achreinim Pshat. Or the Pshat is has a din of din in the Fashis, you need a Vadei Mamish. Or the Pshat is you need the Eidim should be the Pshat Meister, that's the Tumim Pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.